It's time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
That's right, old Stu Wright is in studio, and I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, because we like to record these, don't we, Stu?
Got a lot of energy in the morning.
Oh, man. I haven't even had my banana yet.
The big cat.
Anyway, so let's get right into this. You got yourself a fancy little car out there. It's a 2022 Lexus NX 450H F Sport all-wheel drive.
F Sport is dolled up like a Chevy Super Sport.
Oh, okay. Ultrasonic blue mica metallic paint with red and black perforated leather seating for five, heated and AC front bucket seats, heated rear outboard bucket seats, and console-mounted electronic shifter.
Wow. Yeah, it's a little complicated, but I'm getting used to it.
So you're able
to... Kind of like a Buick, you know, a brand new Buick, yeah. Enclave or something like that. Look, kind of a little paddle thing back and forth. Electronic.
Yeah. Yep. I have the push button on my little train, which I thought
you
at first...
tabs. Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to be difficult, but it's pretty simple right now.
We got to own it, you know?
Yeah, that's
it's like
true.
An electric car. I hear people talking about electric cars. Where am I going to charge it? What am I going to... If you own one of those electric cars... You're going to figure it out.
You're going to figure it out. Weighs just under 4,500 pounds, has about 106-inch long wheelbase, and it's about 183 inches long. 20-inch polished black finished aluminum spoke wheels with a 255-55R20 Bridgestone all-season steel-belted radials.
They're nice. They ride good.
Tell us about the infotainment center.
14-inch. It's in the middle of the dashboard. It's horizontally situated, and a lot of touchscreen stuff on there. More than I can handle at this point in time.
Oh, yeah?
It gives you a nice view of the backup camera, view as you back up.
Yep.
Navigation, great big map up on there on the dashboard. And it's got a wireless flatbed phone charger up there underneath the that big screen I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It's a remote start, heated steering wheel, warms up automatically. I got in it in Denver this morning, and it's about 40 degrees. And warm that wheel up for the
nice
ride out of town and through stop-and-go traffic, of course. Mm-hmm. Head-up display in the windshield.
Yeah.
I had a lot of information on it. Gives you the speed limit that you're approaching into. And it's got a backup camera, but not that eye in the sky deal me and you talk about from time to time. I'd like to see that. Power tilt and telescope steering column. And by that, I mean... The one that eases up and down. You don't have to run a lever to do it.
Oh, really? Is it electric?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. 14-speaker Lexus surround sound AM FM satellite radio and Android and Apple CarPlay, of course.
Okay. And, of course, radar, cruise control, lane change alert, rear cross, traffic alert, power, hands-free, tailgate, puddle lights, and a blind spot warning.
Puddle lights are nice. Got in it in the dark. Actually, it's dark right now.
You can see what you're stepping into?
Yeah. And it puts a Lexus logo down on the street.
Very nice.
We're going to go out in the puddle.
Yeah, we're gonna go out and take a look at this vehicle. And then when we come back, we're going to do a little review on it to see how well we like this.
Let's do it.
I think it's going to be a nice car. All right, here's the Cadillacs with Speedo right here on Pirate. Paul Anka, put your head on my shoulder right here on Pirate 104.7 FM. It's Thursday, November 3rd. We got about 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. My name is George Gray, and we want to thank Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, for sponsoring this segment of Stu's Reviews. Auto Taylor is located at 1011 16th Street. Their phone number is 353-3401. I haven't spoken with Brent Wells in quite some time. Have you talked to him recently?
No, I think I might go over there today.
Yeah, that'd be good. I drive by and they're loaded with cars, so I know that they're busy.
Oh, they got a quality organization there.
Yeah.
I think they have as many employees as they've ever had to handle the business they got.
And that used to be an old gas station where they're at. He's fixed that thing up. And I think the one thing I remember last time I was in there is how clean it was for an auto shop.
I mean, know. Office and the shop are about the same.
We actually talked about setting up a little table and having people come in and do some fine dining in the evenings when they
right,
were
closed. Right, bring in Grubhub.
That's how clean it was.
Eat it. Auto Taylor.
So anyway, continuing on, it has a 2.5-liter hybrid engine with a 304 total system horsepower, 266 foot-pounds of torque, and a CVT transmission, and paddle shifters on steering column and all-wheel drive. So
this is a plug-in hybrid.
Yeah, and you could plug
like
it in
a Volt
to a regular 110 outlet.
Yes, you can. Take a long time to charge it up, but it's 37 miles what you get out of it. I think 8 hours or something.
Okay, and eight hours.
Don't quote me on that.
So after it's being plugged in for 8 hours, you can go about 37 miles.
Correct. And if somebody commuted to Fort Collins, I think you'd get over there and almost half the way back on your charge without putting any gas in it, baby. And if you drove to Loveland, you could go every day and never buy gas. But you'd have to plug it in at night, yeah, which is pretty simple, pretty inexpensive.
So
that puts a range out at, I think I got it figured up, at 577 miles.
Wow.
So take off with 37 miles and then go to gas.
So if I wanted to go to Denver, it's a two-day trip because I can drive 37 miles, pull over and stop, and charge it for 8 hours, and then the next day I can get back in.
No, it's got a tank of gas.
Oh, does it really?
14.5 gallons of gas to keep you going.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And it's very smooth. And you got the paddle shifter so you can get those faux shifts with that CVT transmission.
And you were talking about
a lot of fun to drive.
The gas mileage you're getting with that.
41.1. I've been driving it a couple hundred miles since I got it Tuesday.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Pretty good.
It is pretty good. So let's go ahead at what's the sticker price on this thing?
Oh, $61,790.
Okay.
Do you know a Volt that came out in 2011 cost $46,000 window sticker?
Did it really?
11 years ago.
And that was a Volt.
And I'm not saying it was a crappy deal, but
no,
this is a better deal at 61 because it's all-wheel drive. It's an SUV.
Twice the car.
Twice.
Plus it's
a Lexus,
Lexus,
not a Chevy.
Yeah.
I'm not running a Volt down. It's just that when it started out and you had this kind of technology, you paid quite a bit for it.
Well, just about all manufacturers have their entry-level cars, and I think that was an entry-level electric car for Chevrolet. I mean,
with the price, the right. One, two, in
I know.
Fact, $46,000 in 2011 is probably about $75,000 now.
Electrics, it's expensive. You know, those batteries are not cheap.
So this is a good deal at $61,790.
Yep.
Very luxurious. Did we talk about that interior?
Oh, yeah.
There and look
it's really pretty. It's red.
Red and black.
It's gorgeous.
There.
I mean, and I like the seats on here. They kind of wrap around my backside. It's almost like when I was a baby and my mom would hold me.
Yeah, it's like a little car seat for us big babies.
So it's roughly, if we rounded up, $62,000 for interest rate at 3% for 60 months, roughly, you're going to be looking at about a little over $1,100 a month.
And one thing you might note, I said you read the horsepower off, 304.
Yeah. That's crazy.
For a hybrid car, yeah, or SUV, 0 to 60 in 6 seconds, it really scoots up and down the road.
It's a beautiful car, no doubt. Well, Stu, thank you so much. Is this going to be up on your review thingy?
Yeah, a week from today, stuwright.com.
Very good. All right, back to the music.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.